Okay, we're holding on. Erevin Daf Chaf Aleph, or the very bottom of Chaf Mebet. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Adlo, who drew Pasei Virot, Ela Ole Regalim Bilvad. They only allowed these boards to permit taking water out of a well for Ole Regalim, people who are going to Yerushalayim on the regular. Vatanya Lo, who drew Pasei Virot, Ela Gavi Behema Bilvad. Right? Well, then, didn't we learn in a Braita that they permitted the Pasei Virot for animals, not Ole Regalim, but animals. My behema, behemat Ole Regalim. Aval Adam, metapes veole, metapes veyorid. Right? What do we mean when we said animals? Animals who are coming with the people as Ole Regalim. However, a person, when they're coming Laregel, has to climb over and into the well. Aini? Is that really true? V'amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmua, Lohutru, Pasei Virot, El Ve'er Maim Chaim Bilvad. Right? They only allowed Pasei Virot if the well was live, was flowing water, right? And not just a collection of stale water. Ve'i levehema, mali chayim, mali mechunsin, right? But if it was for an animal, so what difference does it make if it's running water or if it's, you know, spring water or just stale water? Ba'inan mide dechazi la'adam. No, it's because we require something that is at least fit for humans that they can partake in it as well. They just can't benefit from it in, you know, the way that you could for Pasei Virot. They would have to climb in, but still has to be fit for humans. Gufa, lo hutru Pasei Virot elevim bilvad. Okay, so they said that they only allowed this heter for Pasei Virot by behema. Aval adam etabas vila etabas yard. Person has to get in the well. Vim hayu rechavi nafilu adam nami. Right. However, if they were very wide, then even a person could go in there. But a person cannot fill up water and then give it to his animal. But he can fill up a jug of water, pour it into the animal's trough, and then the animal could drink it. If you can't feed your animal in it, then what exactly are the Pasei Virot helping you with? Right? What do you mean? What are they helping you with? You can still fill up the water. You couldn't fill up the water if you didn't have the Pasei Virot. Rather, no. Why? What reason is there that we have to have the Pasei Virot big enough? Again, when I say Pasei Virot, I mean the L-shaped boards around the well. What reason do we require it to be wide enough to fit the head and most of a cow? That's what we're asking. Right? So what's the purpose of that if you can't even feed it to the cow anyway? Right? You're just going to pour it into the trough of the cow, then why does it need to fit the cow in there? No, because when we said that you're not allowed to give it to drink directly, that's what we were talking about. We're talking about when we have a trough which is in the public domain and then it sticks out into the private domain, as we discussed in some previous dapim. Right? That's the case where you're not allowed to feed it directly. Right? Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Rav ein Burganin bebavel ve'en Pasei Virot b'chutz laretz. The din of Burganin. Burganin are basically like these huts that they would place on the outskirts of cities, and you're allowed to go through the huts into other places outside of your domain, even on Shabbat. Like, they extend your Shabbat domain because they turn the areas outside of your tchum into a private domain. Right, so we don't hold by the laws of huts by the Burgani in Babel. Lo Pasei Virot b'chutz laretz, right? And these L-shaped boards that permit taking water from a well, it's not permitted in chutz laretz. Burgani in Babel lo d'shrichi bitki. Why don't we hold by the huts law to expand the domain in Babel? Well, it's because they have a lot of floods, right? So the huts, you know, aren't going to be able to stay very long. So they're, you know, they get washed away very easily. So we don't have these huts in Babel. Pasei Virot b'chutz laretz lo, d'lo shrichimit mativta, right? Aval ibcha avdinan. And why do they not hold by the Pasei Virot in chutz laretz? Because there are not a lot of yeshivas in chutz laretz. And so if the whole purpose of traveling was letzorach mitzvah, right, then here, if they're not going to learn Torah, then unlikely that they're going to need the wells letzorach mitzvah. However, we would say the opposite. I mean, there are burganin in chutz laretz and Pasei Virot in Babel, because Babel has yeshivas, And Chutzlaretz, places in Chutzlaretz don't necessarily have so many floods. He could Amri, Amar Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav, and Burgundy, Pasavirod, Lo Bavilo, Chutzlaretz, right? And some say that actually there are no huts and no Pasavirod in Bavel or in Chutzlaretz. Burgundy, Bavel, Lo Dishkechibit, Ki, Chutzlaretz, Nami, Lo Dishkechiganbi, right? We said why you don't have huts in Bavel, but you also don't have huts in Chutzlaretz because it's very, thieves are very common. In which case, it's not wise to have these huts, because thieves are going to come and rob them very, very easily. So they don't set up the huts. Right? And the pasevirot are not set up in chutzlaretz, because there's water everywhere in chutzlaretz. It's not so necessary. And they don't have burgenin, they don't have... In Bavel, they have water everywhere, so you don't need pasevirot, right? Water is accessible everywhere. You don't need special permission to get it from a well in a private domain. And they don't have it in Chutz La'aretz, because like we said, Chutz La'aretz doesn't have a lot of yeshivas. Amarle, Rav Chizdel, Amari, Breda, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba. Amre, Atetu, mi Barnish, Leve, Chinishto. De Daniel, de Hava, Tlat, Parse, Bishabta. Amai, Samchitu, Aburganin. So, Rav Chizda said to Mari, the son of Rav Huna, son of Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, that he points out that, I heard that you walk from Barnish to the Beit Knesset of Daniel, right? Now that is three parsa away, and that's on Shabbat, right? But what exactly are you relying on to walk so far, right? Are you relying on the Burganin? But your father's father said, in the name of Rav, that we don't rely on huts in Bavel. So how are you walking so far away on Shabbat if you don't have these huts to rely on? Because we're in Bavel, we don't rely on huts. Hanu matavota de mibalan b'shiva ama b'shirai. So he went outside and showed him that there were remnants of old towns that surrounded the area that stretched 70 amot, right? And by walking through those remnants of towns, you're able to reach. You're able to reach the Beit Knesset of Daniel without having to leave your domain in an appropriate manner. Right? So what is Rav Chizda said that Maribar said, what does it mean, that which is written, that I've seen everything with a limit except for your commandments are overwhelmingly expansive? Meaning everything has a limit, seemingly, except for Torah. Davar zeh, amaro David v'lo pershu, amaro Iyu v'lo pershu, amaro Yechezkel v'lo pershu, Ashbaz Zechariah ben Ido pershu. Right, this concept of the expansion, the massive expansion of Torah, has been said by David Melech, and it's been said by Iyu, and it's been said by Yechezkel, and no one explained it until Zechariah came and explained it, what it meant. Amaro David v'lo pershu dichtiv l'chol tichla reiti ketz racham b'siv chatecha me'od. Right, so David himself said that everything has a limit except for your commandments. Right, it's incredibly broad, your commandments. They don't seem to have a limit. The Torah is not limited. Amaro Iyu v'lo pershu. Iyu said it, never explained what he meant. Dichtiv aruka me'eretz mida urachva minayam. Right, that it is larger than all the earth and broader than all the seas. Amro Yechezkel lo pershu dichtiv. So Yechezkel said it, didn't explain what he meant. But he said, Vayifros ota lefanai, vehi kituva panim vechor, vechatu valea kinim vehegel. Right? So when he said that they spread it out before me, referring to a Torah scroll, and it was written front and back, and on it was written kinim hega and he. Right? So on this scroll was written kinim hega and he. Right, so what is Kinim Hega and He that was written on this very large scroll? Kinim Zoparanu Chol Tzadikim B'Olam Hazeh. Kinim was an explanation of why Tzadikim, why the righteous suffer in this world. V'chein hu Omer Kinahi u Konanoha. Right, and that explains, and that's the pshat and what's written, that it's a Kina, and they shall make you lament with it. Right? And Hege is the schar that tzaddikim get in the next world. Right? And we say, that explains what we say, that we say Tehillim to the Hege, the melody of a harp. Vehai, vehi, what does vehi mean? Zoi puranutan shel rishayim latid lavo. That's the punishment that's going to come to the wicked in the day, in the future. Vechenu omer, hava al hava tavo. Right? And that's what it means when it says that calamity on top of calamity is coming. Ajba Zachariah ben Ido pershu. Till Zachariah ben Ido came and said as follows. Dichtiv, vayomer elai ma'ata roe, vayomer aniroe megila afa arka, esrim be'ama verachba eser be'ama. Right? So Zachariah says explicitly that I saw before me a flying scroll, and it was 20 amot by 10 amot. V'chi pashatta la havya la esrin be'esrin. And if you unfold it, it comes 20 by 20. V'chi v'iktu apani v'achor. It's written front and back. V'chi kalfat la kama havya la arba'in be'esrin. Okay, so it's written front and back. So if you split it between, if you kind of like peeled it off down the middle, where you can have the front, where you can have, you know, the front, where you can have them side by side taking up area. So how much is that? It is 40 by 20 amot, right? So 40 by 20 amot, so it's basically 800 amot of distance. V'chtiv mimadad nishalo maim v'shamayim bazeret tiken nimtza kolam kulo echad mishlosht alavim umatayim b'torah. So now we have to do a little math, because we're wondering what exactly we speak about when we say amot, right? So we have to check what exactly are God's measurements. And it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu measured out the water in his hand, and he measured out the heavens in a span, right? So he measured out the heavens in a span. So if the entire world is a span, is the size of a span, right, now we have to know how big is a span. So a span is a fourth of a square amma. Span is a fourth of a square amma. And the Torah is 800 amot. That means the entire world would be 1 in 3,200 of the Torah. The size of the world is 1 part in 3,200 parts in comparison to the Torah. Now, that is the Pshat Gemara. Of course, what exactly we're talking about here when we're measuring the size of the world and the size of Torah and their relationship to one another is definitely an interesting concept, but not our topic. That's the Pshat Gemara. Amar Rav Chizda Darish Mari Bar Mar Mai Dichti V'hinei Shnei Duda'ei Te'inim Mu'adim Lifnei Heichal Hashem. What is that which is written that there were two baskets of figs that were standing before or hanging before the Heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hador echad te'inim tovod meod k'teinei ha'mbakurod v'adud ha'echad te'inim ra'od meod asher lo tachlena miroa. But the Mishnah says one basket of figs were very, very good, like the first figs, like the ripe first figs, and the other basket of figs is very, very bad, right? So bad they couldn't be eaten. Teinim atavot el tzadikim gmorim. Okay, so good figs, those are talking about tzadikim. Teinim ra'ot el rishayim gmorim. Right? And the bad figs are talking about the wicked people. V'shem atomar avad sivra mubatel sikuyam daman lomar d'deim natnu ureach elu velo atidin shid nu ureach. Right? And maybe you want to say that the bad figs are, you know, completely gone. They have no hope. So no, afterward it says that both baskets of figs have a good smell, right? So that shows that even the Rishayim, eventually they'll have a good smell to them. So their hope isn't entirely lost. Darash Rava Maidichdi Vadudaim Nat Nureach Elu Bachorei Israel Shalotam Utamche. Right, so Rava says, what does it mean that the figs have smell? Those are referring to the young men of Israel who have never sin. Va'al ptachenu kol migadim, right? And what is written that on our doorstep is all sorts of good fruit. Elo b'no Yisrael shemagidot pitchein leva'alehen, shonacher she'ogdot pitchein leva'alehen. Right? Though that's a reference to the b'no Yisrael who bind up, or who tell their husband about matters that have to do with, their petach, their opening. Meaning they tell their husband when they're in nida so that they, don't sleep together, they don't touch each other. Alternatively, that they bind, their opening so that they can't have relations with each other while she's in nida. Chadashim gam shanim dodi tzafanti lach. So new and old, I have stored away for you. Amra Knesset Yisrael v'negadosh baruch hu, v'ron sha'ola amar beg zeron gazarti al atzmi yoter v'mashe gazarta alai v'kiyamta. The Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we, Klal Yisrael, have placed many gzerot, many decrees upon ourselves, more so than you even put upon us in the first place. But I did them all. Amar le'rom chizda la'uvim d'rabanan da'avaka misader agarita kameh mishmi ala chadashim gam mishanim ma'u amar le'el mitzvot kalo ve'el mitzvot chamuru. Right, so when Rav Chizda asked a certain member of the Rabbanon who was going through the Agarata, as he said, what do we mean when we say Chadashim Gam Mishanim? Right, new commandments, old commandments. What exactly are new commandments and old commandments? Right, so the certain member of the Rabbanon said, well, one is talking about easy mitzvah, one is talking about the more chamor mitzvah. Right, like the lighter mitzvot. One is talking about the more serious, more chamor mitzvot. Amar lei v'chitor pamim pamim natnu. How is it that their more lenient mitzvot were given before the more stringent mitzvot, or were they given at different times? They're given at the same time. Ela halalim divrei Torah v'halalim divrei sofrim. So he answered, no, we weren't given at different times. So we can't be talking about lenient and stringent. Those were all given at the same time. We're talking about one. The old is the divrei Torah, and the new is the commandments by the rebbeim or the by the rabbanon, or rather by the Nevi'im. Darash Rava, my dichtiv, v'yoter mehema b'ni hizhar, asot svarim harve. What is it? It was written that even more than these you should be careful and make many books. B'ni zaher v'divrei sofrim, yoter v'divrei Torah. That means that you should be more careful about the commandments of the Nevi'im than the commandments of the Torah. There's a certain regard that you're supposed to be even more particular. Shedivrei Torah yesh ben asev lo taseh, v'divrei sofrim kol over al divrei sofrim chayv mita. Because when it comes to words of Torah, okay, so there is, you know, some things are positive commandments that you should do. Some things are negative commandments that you shouldn't do. And even amongst the negative commandments that you shouldn't do, there are better and worse punishments. However, when it comes to Divrei Sofrim, we say that anyone who violates the instruction of the Rabbanon are Chayav Mita. So clearly, just no matter what you do, if it differs from what the Rabbanon are telling you to do, it's incredibly intense. If the Torah tells you to do something and you don't do it, well, if it's a mitzvah aseh, okay, so you didn't do a mitzvah aseh, but you're not Chayav Mita for it. And if it's a mitzvah lo taseh, there are a lot of options of what your punishment may be. But Rabbanon, you violate mitzvah the Rabbanon, automatic Chayav Mita. Shema Tomar, im yesh ben mamash, b'nei malo nichdevu. Now we're cross, so it's very marbe, in kids. Right? And you might want to say, well, if these are so significant, then why weren't they written in the Torah? So the pasuk teaches you, ases varim harbe en ket, right? The gzeras that you could make are limitless in nature. They couldn't all be written because they're infinite. The gzeras that you can make are infinite. They're based on the person. They're based on the society. They're based on the situation. There's so much that informs the gzeras that need to be made. There is a limitless potential for gzeras that couldn't be written down in a codified form. V'lahag harbe yigyat basar. Right, so studying a lot makes the flesh very weak. Amar Rav Papa b'rei de Rav Acha bar Adam b'shmei de Rav Acha bar Ula melamed shekol hamal igal divrei chachamim nidon betzor utachat. Right, so we see similar from the lashon of lahag malig, someone who mocks his studies and mocks the words of the chachamim that he's learning. Right, he's going to be. He's going to be sentenced to a horrible punishment of basically being boiled in excrement, right? Now that has to do with the exhaustion of the flesh, but that's essentially what we learn. That anyone who is malig, anyone who makes a mockery of the chachamim and the words that he is learning, they're going to be sentenced to a punishment by boiling excrement. Matkiv la rava miktiv lahag lahagtiv. What does it say? Lahag? You mocked? It says lahag. right? To study ela kol hahoge behen toem tamam basar. Rather, anyone who focuses on them is going to enjoy them like the experience of eating meat. Tan Rabbanan, Maaseh Rabbi Akiva Shaya Chavosh Ben Asurim, and there was a story of Rabbi Akiva who was held captive in prison. Vaya Rabbi Shua Hagarsi Misharto, Rabbi Shua Hagarsi would help him out. Bechol yom vayom vayu machnisin lo mayim b'mida, so they would bring him an exact measurement of water. Yom achad matzav shomer ben Asurin, amar lo hayom imcha merubin, shema lachtor ben Asurin, tatzarech shafach chatzian v'natan lo chatzian. Right? So one day when he's bringing him water, the guard saw that he brought more water than he normally brings to Rabbi Akiva, right? And he says, maybe you're trying to kind of get around what the prison wants you to be doing. So he took the water, poured out half of it, and gave the rest of it back to him so he can bring to Rabbi Akiva. Shabbat said Rabbi Akiva, Amar lo, Yehoshua, en ata yodea, shizaken ani, v'chay etzlui mecha. So he came to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said to him, Yehoshua, don't you know that I'm old? My whole life depends on the water that you bring me. If you don't bring me enough water, my life's at risk. So Shua told him that which had happened, of how the water, how the guards spilled the water. Amar lo, tein l'mayim shadol yadi. He says, okay, well, what can I do? Give me the water so I can wash my hands. Amar lo, l'shtot ein magin, l'tol yadecha magin. Says that it wouldn't be enough both to drink and wash your hands, right? So you're gonna use this water for netilat yadayim. You're gonna use this water for netilat yadayim. There's not gonna be enough for you to drink, right? So Rabbi Akiva says to him, "Amar lo maase shchayvim aleihem mita." So Rabbi Akiva says, what can I do? The Chachamim said you have to wash your hands, right? And so if I don't wash my hands, I'm chayav mita. The Chachamim said it. And so I'm chayav mita. We're not listening to them. So I'd rather die a death on my own hands for not drinking water than die a death that I'm deserving of for not listening to the Chachamim. Amru lo tam klum ad shehevi lo mayim v'natal yadav. Right? Amru, so he wasn't going to eat anything until Rabbi Yeshua brought him enough water to wash his hands. Kshesham chamim b'davar, Amru, ma b'ziknuto kach, b'yaladuto alachat kama v'kama, u'ma b'edasurin kach, shol b'edasurin alachat kama v'kama. When the chamim heard this, they said, in his old age, if he is, you know, that particular and that is that passionate about keeping mitzvot, you should know, even when he was young, he was even more passionate. And if you see that he's so makbid, even in prison to do so, you should know that when he's a free man, he's even more makbid, just basically singing the praise of Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'shash, Atikin, Shlomo, Eruv, and Tila Yedayim, B'yasta, Bar Kol, V'amra, right, at the time that Shlomo Melech made the concept of an Eruv, Shabbat, and an Atila Yedayim, a Bar Kol went out and said, B'ni, Im Cham Libcha, Yismach Libi, Gamani, V'mar Cham B'ni, V'smach Libi, V'ashi V'chorfi, Davar, right, that he said, my son, if you're wise, so my heart will rejoice as well. And it also says that my son, be wise and make me rejoice so that I can contend with the people who mock me. Basically praising Shlomo Melech for putting guards around the Torah, right? For instituting takanot that distance a person from sin. Darash Rava, Maidichtiv, Lechadodi, Netzeasade, Nalina Bakfarim, Nashkima Lechramim, Nira Impircha Geven, Mpita Chasmadar, He Netzua Rimonim, Shamaten, Eddailach. So, what is that which is, what does it mean, that which is written? Come, my beloved, let's go to the field. Let us stay in the villages. Let us arise to the vineyards, because the flower has started to bloom, and the grape has started to blossom, and the pomegranates are starting to flower, and that's where I will give you my love. So what does it mean? I'm not going to say Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael said to Hashem, "Ribono Shel Olam, Al Tadineini Ki Yoshvei Chramim Sheish Ben Gezav Arer VeShivuot Shav VeShivuot Sheker." Said, "Please don't judge us like the normal city dwellers who who have all these bad things, theft and gilui raiot and false swears and promises. Right? So come to the field and I'll show you what your people are doing, learning Torah out in the field, that they have to work to make a living, but yet they're still Torah scholars, they're still learning seriously, even though they're out in the field working. Don't read kfarim, villages, rather kofrim, apikorsim, right, heretics. It says, come, I'll show you the people who you did so much good for, the Rishayim in this world, and yet they reject you, and they rebel against you, and they blaspheme you. Nashkim alakramim will get up to go to the vineyards. Elu bate knesiyot and bate midrasho. That's a reference to the bate knesiyot and bate midrasho. So the shuls and the bate midrash. Nira impircha gefen. I will see the flowering of the grape. Elu baalei mikra. That is a reference to the people who are experts in Tanakh. Pitachas madar elu baalei mishnah. And Right, so the first is the vine flowering, and the second is the grape blossoming. Those are the experts in Mishnah. Hanatsu arimonim, and then the pomegranate starts to flower, elo bale gemara. That is the experts in Gemara. So come see them all in the Beit HaMidrash, and the Beit Knesset, that there are people there learning your Torah and holding in every area. Shamaten et dodi lach, erecha kvodi ugdoli shevach banai uvenotai. Right, so I'll show you my glory. I'll show you my glory, in the people in Klal Yisrael who are following me, so carefully. Amar Rav Nuna, my dichti, v'deber shiloshet alafim, mashal, v'yeshiro chamisha v'alef. So what is that which is written? He spoke 3,000 mashals, and he had 1,005 poems. Melamed Shamar Shlomo al kol davar v'davar shel Torah shloshet alafim mashal. Right, that every word of Torah Shlomo had 3,000 mashals for. Al kol davar v'davar shel sofrim chamisha v'alef tamim. And when it comes to every words of the Nevi'im, he had 1,005 svaras for everything that they said. Darash Rava Maidichti Vyoter Shayako Hel Chacham Odli made Dat Etaam Bizen Vikev Tiken Mashalim Harbe. So Rava taught, what does it mean that what you said, aside from being a very smart king, Kohelet also taught the nation a tremendous amount, and he weighed and he sought and he arranged many mashals. Rav Vyotashakar Vizemir Limed Dat Etaam de Agmare Bisimane Tamim Vazvara Bemai de Damila. Right, so what does that mean? He taught the people knowledge. What does that mean? He taught the Torah with the accents, like how to spell it. And furthermore, he gave mashals, meaning he explained the meaning of Torah based on introducing something similar to it, right? Because it was so hard to understand anything in the Torah, so Shlomo would say, well, let me bring you a mashal. Well, let me bring you a mashal. We can understand the deep concepts by ascribing mashalim and comparative ideas to the Torah, and that's what Shlomo Melech did. He wasn't mechadish anything in his mashals. Rather, he was just bringing parables that we can understand and relate to that are based in Torah ideas. So what does it mean that he weighed and sought out and put in a lot of mushels? Right? Originally the Torah was like a bucket that had no handles, right? I mean, it was very hard to carry because it had no handles. But Shlomo came and made handles for it, meaning people couldn't carry the Torah. They couldn't be kone, they couldn't lift it up because it wasn't fathomable. And then through Shlomo Melech's explanations, people were able to start understanding the Torah. Right, and that which is written that there are wavy locks on his head that are black like a raven, Rav Chisda said that Mar Ukva said that his teaches that that every little dot in the Torah, you can expound tremendous amounts of halacha and ideas from them. And the pasuk continues, Shchorot ka'orev, b'miyata motzi motzan, right? Black like a raven. So where do you find people who can expound upon every single piece of Torah a tremendous amount? B'misha mashki marev alein lebet midrash, right? You can find it, the people who get up very, very early and go to bed very, very late, or rather get up to go to the Beit Midrash very early while it's still dark, and that's the Shchor Ke'orev, the darkness of a raven, because you get up when it's still Shachar, when it's still early in the morning, and then you leave the Beit Midrash when it's late at night. Rabbah Amar Misha Mashkir Panav Aleihem Ke'orev, and Rabbah says, no, it's people who blacken their faces for the sake of Torah, like a raven's face is black. So people basically completely wear themselves away by learning Torah. Those are the people who can darshan out every small, teeny nuance and dot in the Torah.